Blog Talk Radio.
Nobody pray for me. It been a day for me. Yeah.
Hey, I remember syrup sandwiches and crime allowances. Vanessa nigga with some counterfeits, but now I'm counting this. Parmesan with my accountant, look this back, I'm counting this. You say with my boobie, tastes like Kool-Aid for the analyst. Girl, I can buy a Westy world with my face stuff. Ooh, that pussy good, won't you sit it on my taste buds? I get way too petty, won't you let me do the extras? Pull up on your block and break it down, we playing Tetris. AM to the PM, PM to the AM phone. Piss out your per diem, you just gotta hate them funk. If I quit your BM, I still rock Mercedes funk. If I quit this season, I still be the greatest funk.
My left stroke just went viral.
Right stroke, put a baby in a spiral. Soprano C, we like to keep it on the high note. It's levels to it, you and I know. Bitch, be humble.
Hold up, bitch,
sit down.
Hold up,
be humble.
Hold up, bitch,
sit down. Be humble, sit down. Who that nigga thinking that he frontin' on that man? Get the fuck off my stage, I'm the Sandman. Get the fuck off my dick, that ain't.
Hello, and welcome to The Code. I am your host today. This is Keisha Taylor. I have Ron on the line with me. Hello. Everyone else will be trickling on in. How are you today, sir?
What's going on, Taylor?
Nothing.
Well.
I'm here.
That's what's up.
That sounds good.
I just dropped the baby off. We went to the fair.
Ooh.
Yeah, I took the baby to the fair, so I just dropped her off, and I'm trying to park my vehicle now.
All right.
Yo, you want to hear some bullshit?
Uh-oh.
All right, we enjoyed ourselves, you know what I'm saying? I went with her, my lady friend met us there. She had her daughter with her, and they went up on the Ferris wheel, and I was like, fuck that, call me a bitch, I'm not going on no Ferris wheel. Uh-uh, not gonna happen.
Okay.
But
don't tell me that she got shit.
No, that was all good.
Okay.
But I did see the nastiest shit ever, and the nastiest shit ever was, it was a little fat boy, and I should have knew the little fat boy, you know what I'm saying, was a little whatever. But the problem was the little fat boy, we in Corona, and he get off the merry-go-round. He get off the merry-go-round, and the little nigga is licking his fingers.
Okay.
And I'm looking at him, and I'm saying to myself, well, this is a little fat little motherfucker, so, I mean, he just greedy, but he don't know no better. Then I see
okay.
his mother following behind him, and this big bitch is licking her fingers. I'm like, yeah, their whole family about to catch COVID.
Well, it's,
how
it's,
dare
it's
you,
yeah. yeah.
How dare you be at a fair? And you fucking licking your fingers after you just got off a fucking ride. You fat fucking dirty heifer, you.
Ew. That is
and
COVID
then you obviously
and hepatitis.
Teach that. Yeah, man. All kind of fucking diseases.
Okay. Well, since we open with that, let's put the disclaimer out there. We drink and we cuss. We say inappropriate things. Some of us partake in the cannabis. So, that's our disclaimer, if you didn't know. We are your inappropriate-ass friends on a Friday night.
Are you trying to say that was inappropriate of me to say?
No.
Oh, okay.
I was just saying collectively as a group, we are inappropriate-ass friends. That's all.
Got you. I know, but I understand that I am inappropriate from time to time. I just want to know if that was one at a time.
No, that was not, because that is absolutely gross. But I have one better
Thank
for
you.
So over Uh-oh. Here in Jersey, there is they are celebrating, well, I don't know how it is in the rest of the world, but I'm only going to talk about Jersey. They are celebrating the Jewish holiday Sukkot, or Sukkot, or however else you pronounce that. So there are an abundance of Jewish people just outside. And today, they were in the mall just having family time. And I saw a kid. So you know the escalator, right?
Right.
So you know how, like, you know how you put your hand on the escalator and you go up the escalator? I seen a kid from the bottom of the escalator to the top of the escalator lick the red, like that, like where you put your hand.
No, I refuse for you to continue. No.
So he started at the bottom and he put his hand.
No.
He put his hand down and then he put his mouth on it and then he went to the top and never moved. I said, so not only does this child have COVID, he now has hepatitis A, B, C, and D.
And every herpes, whether it's simplex, unsimplex, diplex, multiplex, this nigga got all the plexes.
Bioflex, he got all of them. Every last one of them. Every last one of them.
Unacceptable.
I seen
Who
kids.
Who teaches these fucking children? Who teaches these
Nobody.
Children?
Nobody. I seen kids drop like the little pretzels. So in the mall that I work at, they have like a Wetzel's pretzels. You know how like they have Annie's, but this one has a Wetzel
right.
pretzel. I've seen
gotcha.
A kid drop the little pretzel nugget. He dropped it on the floor. He picked it up and gave it to his brother. And his brother.
Wait a minute. So this little fucking dirty bastard, he didn't say, fuck it, I'm going to play it off and kiss it up to God. No. He said there is no God and there is dirt, but I'm going to give this shit to this little fucking bastard that eats all my food and takes all of my attention. And he gave it to his little brother?
Yes. But the little, like, he was walking. So I want to say that the boy was maybe about 8 or 9. And the little brother had to be about 2.
Oh, man. His poor immune system ain't even strong. Oh, man.
And my whole thing was like the mom was so busy on the phone. She was on live. So she was showing everybody her new weave and her eyelashes that her kids have now picked up COVID. And all of the herpes, and a new extra one, and possibly some other shit that we don't even know, because
all right.
he's
so
eating pretzels
when you
off
first
the floor.
When you first started the story, the first thought in my head was these little dirty ass white children need to be fucking beat. Then when she said that she was on live and she had her new weave on, I said, oh, these is nigga children. Oh, my God, these are melanated little babies, and they have fucking diseases now. Am I accurate?
Oh, no. Not all of them, because guess what I found out today also? I found out today that a lot of Jewish women wear wigs. So the mall
oh,
that
yeah.
I work at. So the
Jewish?
Mall that I work at. Yeah, so they're celebrating their holiday. So they're out.
Wait,
and
out. Hold on. Wait, I'm sorry. I didn't know Jewish people went on live.
Yeah, they. Hey. She was. I don't know
Fuck
if she
my
was
whole
supposed
head up.
To. I don't know if she was supposed to.
Oh, yeah, because that ain't that like against the Muslim Talmud.
Listen, I learned a lot about them people this week. So I was wondering why they all was in the mall and the dudes had on white shirts and black pants and black shoes
and all of the women had on like beige, like neutral colors.
Okay,
and I
question.
Saw this one family.
What?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of Jewish people were they? Were they Orthodox? Were they Hasidic? Do you know the sect that they are?
No, I know some. I know some had curls and some didn't.
So, from my understanding, those are the Hasidics that have the curls like that.
Okay.
And
okay.
They all right. Quick sidebar. Maybe about 20 years ago, about 25 years ago, I used to sell Kirby's. You know Kirby's?
Okay.
You know what those are, right?
No.
Yes, no?
No.
Kirby's are vacuum cleaners.
Okay.
Okay. So at that time, it was like $1,379. It was like $1,300, $1,400 25 years ago. All right? So we going door to door selling vacuum cleaners.
Okay.
Mega. We used to have a spiel and say, if I can, you know what I'm saying, get up this stain out your carpet that you've had for 20 years, will you buy the machine? Most people will be like, yo, you get this stain out right here, I'll buy this fucking machine. So I told the dude,
yeah.
Yo, I took the stain out this nigga carpet. I was in there, I had just started working here. I had to be maybe 2 weeks in, maybe 3 weeks at the most. This
mm-hmm.
motherfucker got me from doing, he gassed me so bad. I said, if I get this spot out, will you buy the machine? He said, absolutely. I got the spot out. He said, wait, that could have been a trick. I got another spot over here. Hey, I go with my young, fresh, dumbass. Okay, you go buy this. I got that spot out. Let me get this other spot out. Went and got the other spot out. At
so basically,
point,
you just cleaned his whole entire carpet.
Nigga, at this point, the nigga says, wait, that was great, but what about here in the vestibule? Can you get this? You think you can get this? Here I go. The Kirby can get anything. My supervisor came in and he seen me all this fucking work I done did, and the man said, well, right now I can't afford it. Nigga, I wanted to punch this Jewish man right in his fucking face.
I learned a lot about them this week. Like, so the women, like some of them, like a lot of them wear wigs. So what they did was they rented out, like they had, so the water park that's in the mall or whatever, they come to the water park or whatever the case may be. When I tell you, I said this cannot be like.
You have a water park in your mall?
Yeah, American Dream Mall. Yeah, there's a water park. There's a Nickelodeon park in there. It's Big Snow. It's all types of shit in that mall.
That's some fancy shit. A mall, nigga?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
All right. I hear that shit. Y'all fancy up there in NJ.
Yeah. And I go in the water park. And it's wigs everywhere. Like, it's a wig over there, wig over there, wig over there, wig over there. Two wigs
you know
over
what?
Here.
You know
so
what?
They just...
I'm done with you saying that it was a fucking reservation and it was scalping Indians. I'm done with you.
Hey, I was like, I didn't know what to do. Like, oh, wow, this is a lot of wigs.
Here a wig, there a wig, everywhere a fucking wig.
Everywhere a wig, wig. Yes, that's exactly what happened. That's exactly what happened. And I didn't know. I had no idea that they wore wigs.
All right, so
and
tell me if I'm wrong. Not only did they wear wigs, but most of them have the part right down the middle.
Yes.
There you go. I already know.
And it's only three shades. So it was like if
it's
you
only,
went like. So here's the thing that I like. Well, this was part of the reason why I had to leave work early, was because I simply asked the question. I said, "Okay, So how do you determine who wig belongs to who? Because it's only three
I'm done. Who did you ask this question to?
I asked my supervisor.
Oh, my God. What was the answer?
No, okay. I'm gonna tell you why I had to ask. Because, I do guest services. I do guest services. So, like, when people have questions, they call us. So my whole thing was, like, so if she lost her wig, like, how do you determine whose wig is whose?
I'm fucking done.
So I said, so what happens if she calls and she, like, hey, I took my wig off in the water park and I went to go back to get it and it's not there? Like, so what do we do in that situation?
The brown wig license plate, FN3476, come get your wig. FN3476, it's the black wig, it's the extra large, so the bitch got a big head. Come get your wig. FN3. They got license plates on their wigs, nigga?
No, they just was everywhere. That's what I'm saying. They just was thrown everywhere, and it's only three colors. So at least 20 of them got the same. That's what I said, but apparently that's not
what was
something
the answer?
You said. I never got an answer.
But what was the answer? I never got an answer.
You know what I got? Do you want to go home?
Go home. Oh, dude, you looking for an answer, and you got the door?
I got the door. And then I was like, I said, listen, I'm scheduled to work on Sunday. Should I not come back Sunday? Or, like, is this a permanent thing, or you just let me go home early today? Like,
because I'm going to have the same question on Sunday.
Exactly.
And
you know what?
Question.
And you know what? So here I go, right? So I get my stuff, and I said, you know what? Y'all want me to go home? That's fine. I go home. I don't care. I go home. And lo and behold, what happened? In the group chat, somebody asked, what do I say to someone that came in the water park with their wig, and now their wig is missing? See what I'm saying?
You never answered
my question earlier. Now you really got to answer that question. See? You got mad
and
at me because I...
And you deserve to be paid those extra hours because that was a valid fucking question. You sent me home for no reason. Pay me.
The good news is I didn't clock out until I got home.
You stupid. She said I got paid anyway, nigga.
Like... What you want, like, that was a valid question. It was a valid question. And then they had two complaints because two people wig went missing. So she came to the mall with her wig, and then she went home bald-headed.
So let me get this straight. You are such the professional at your position that you foreseen the possible issues that may arise, and you tried to cut those issues off by getting the answer in advance, but your supervisor was so blinded and couldn't see your wisdom that they sent you home. Only
exactly.
To have to answer the question again about 2 hours later, popped
exactly.
up and snapped them in the face.
Exactly.
I think you deserve a fucking a star, a bonus, or something.
I definitely deserve something. I do.
I agree.
I sure do. Because
so it
makes sense to me. I said nobody had nothing on the wig. Like it was no designated spot for the wig. Some of the wigs are floating in the water.
All right, let me ask you a question. Did you ever go away to sleepaway camp?
No.
All right, so I went away
to sleepaway
camp. I wanted to, though. And what my mother used to do there there was a labels, and you could iron on the labels on like the inside of your underwear, the inside of your pants, so you know.
Yes, yes, so, I know exactly what those are. Yep.
Right.
I use those for my
feet. They had none of those in the wigs.
No.
They had none of those in the wigs.
No. 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 They had to empty out the wave pool. They had to empty. They had to get everybody out of the wave pool because one of the kids took one of the wigs and put it in the wave pool, and it got stuck.
No. No. The shit did not clog up the fucking filtration system.
It did. It did.
I'm done. I'm done. Not only is the party over, but mommy's bald-headed until she gets home and gets her backup wig.
And now, see, here's the thing, though. Again, like I said, I'm still learning about this culture. I don't know. So I'm like, that couldn't have been good because she came out the house and she was a brunette. And now she going back in the house and she looked like Mr. Ernest from across the street. So I don't, like, that had to be, like, that couldn't have been good.
Nigga said she looked like Ernest Borgnine. I'm fucking done. I'm fucking done.
That couldn't have been good. That couldn't have been good.
I'm married to you, so I know what the fuck you look like. But I don't want everybody in public knowing my wife is bald.
See what I'm saying?
I don't want everybody seeing my wife with this fucking stocking cap on her head.
And here's another thing that I observed this week with dealing with them. So I kind of always knew this, like they fetishize black people, but they was blatant with it this week. Like I watched this gentleman, like, I mean, really, like, you know how a man and a woman is flirting? Like laughing and kikikiing and she grabbed his arm and he hit her with the elbow. These two was talking. I goes to take my break and I come back. They in the guest services area, like they just talking and kikikiing. Now I've never been around a friendly Jewish person like this. Like they super friendly, like they besties. He laughing, rubbing on his arm. He laughing, rubbing on his arm. I said, oh, all right. So I continue on to mind my business. The wife is outside chasing the 50,000 kids that they got and the baby in the stroller, and she pregnant. The kids is running around. They playing in the fountain. They trying to knock over the mannequin. They done broke the glasses off one of the mannequins. They was Dolce and Gabbana glasses. I said.
So the children is bad as shit. The mother can't deal with them and she pregnant. And the father is fucking with some nigga bitch.
Yes. I said, wow. This is a lot to take in today. So I said, well,
okay. All right, you ready?
Yes.
I'm about to flip your scenario for you and throw you a question. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You're not working there.
Mm-hmm.
You're there for a meeting with sponsors for the show.
Okay.
Meeting goes great. They get called away. You say, you know what? I'm going to stay and have me another drink and celebrate because I just had a good meeting. Okay? You meet this gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
And he has 7 children and a pregnant wife. And this motherfucker is a diamond trader. And he just brought his family here to celebrate the holidays, and he just had a $7 million deal he just completed. So he's independently wealthy. He's coming on to you, and his wife don't really care because she has other things on her mind. And he offers to take you on vacation. You're single, not married.
Okay.
Do you go? Do you go?
All right. So let me see if I got this right. So I'm
and you
off
find
the
out, you find out this information because y'all were conversing.
Okay. So I'm off the clock.
No,
not
you're
working.
Right off the clock. You don't work there. You were there for a meeting.
Okay. I was there for a meeting, and
right.
The gentleman, I met with the gentleman, and he's really like, hey, I'm really interested in show, blah, 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 blah. I want to throw some money your way, get you, you know, whatever, whatever.
No. You had your meeting already. Your meeting's over.
Okay.
You stay afterwards to have a drink or two to celebrate.
Okay.
And then you meet this man. So he has nothing to do with any business. It's just you just happen to meet him.
Okay. I happen to meet him. I am single. And
yes.
He has a wife.
Yes.
But he wants to pay me to go on vacation.
Yes.
I might have to go.
He has a cashier's check for $25,000. He pulls out of his wallet. And he endorses it over to you. And then, as y'all are conversing, he goes online, purchases a plane ticket, purchases your room, emails you all of the confirmation shit as y'all are talking there. You would go?
And I'm single. All right. I have to tell everybody my whereabouts, but I think I go.
Okay. All right. It's not $25,000, it's $2,500.
Yeah, no, I'm not going for that.
You stupid.
I'm not going for that.
So what's the price that you put on the pussy then? Is it 7,000? Is it 12,000?
No. The minimum $15,000.
So off back, the first thing I say is you telling me for $14,500 you wouldn't give it up?
No.
In the words of the great Negro thespian, scholar, and activist, Sean Carter, we don't believe you. You need more people.
Okay. Yeah, no. I said 15. I said what I said.
All right. I ain't mad at you.
Said what I said.
Wait, 15,000 cashier's check, 13,000 in cash?
Huh? Repeat that.
I'm stupid. I said $15,000 in check, but $13,000 in cash.
No, $15,000 cash.
Nigga, you getting a check? Fuck that.
I'm getting cash. Fuck that.
I'm giving you a check because I want my private investigator to be able to trace his money. my forensic accountant gonna be able to trace that $15,000. Fuck that.
That's forensic accounting.
What? We got some kind of something. You ain't getting cash. No, if you getting cash, then no. You know, he Jewish anyway. You know he going to try to get a deal from you. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah,
I give you a pair of earrings.
No.
One of my wife's wigs and $8,000.
No. No. No, you got it. Y'all own, like, I don't know how many apartment buildings. Y'all been getting all that PPP money. You got it. You got it. Stop
okay,
it.
Okay. I got one for you. You could, I give you a 2-year lease rent free.
Where?
You know me. You know me.
No, you got to tell me where. Because if you're trying to get me a 2-year lease, 3 blocks away from where I already live at, the answer is no.
Nigga, you give me a 2-year lease, I'm taking that
if
shit. I'm subleasing that shit.
You're trying to give me a two-year lease. Where? I need to know where. Because if you're trying to give me an apartment that's 2-3 blocks away from where I already live, the answer is going to be no.
Why not?
Because I don't want to, I'm not going to move 2 blocks from where I'm at. If I'm going to move, I'm moving. I'm
even
going where you live. No, so the cul-de-sac that you live in, that's where I'm moving to.
You stupid. She said, if you moving to Bel Air with your fucking uncle, I'm moving to Bel Air with your fucking uncle.
You're not going to give me a 2-year lease for me to go 3 blocks. No, we're not doing that. No. Mm-mm.
I mean, but just think about it. At the very least, that's about the equivalent of $25,000. I mean, you figure even if it's $1,000 a month for rent, I mean, if you can find a spot for $1,000 a month for rent, then you let me fucking know. So even if it's $1,000, that's
you know what? And that right there, $1,000 a month for rent in Jersey, you is living in Shoot 'em Up Avenue. That's where you living at. Shoot 'em Up Avenue.
Right, but that's what I'm saying, though. So even if it's that amount, that's $24,000.
No. No. Nope.
It's just slow money. It's not upfront money.
Yeah, no. I'll take the 2-year lease, but I'm moving in the same cul-de-sac as you. I'm moving right down the street from you.
Your wife already know me. Fuck it.
Yeah, hello. Y'all got 30,000 kids. What's babysitting one more? You not going to notice.
You stupid. You said, what's babysitting one more? Said one more fucking bowl of fucking matzo ball soup for dinner. I'm coming
through. Okay. What's one more? They couldn't keep up with the ones they had now. Them kids was dragging them through the mall. They running around and jumping off shit, everything else. Them women was tired in that mall. You hear me? Tired.
All right. So what happened? All right. So what happened after this man was talking to this woman?
That's the kicker, though. My coworker wasn't a woman. It was a man. So here's what I did. You know I am the queen of...
So this motherfucker was rubbing on another man's hand, like touching and elbowing and keeping...
Yes. Yes.
All right. Is your coworker gay?
I believe so.
I mean, hey.
Hey, you know what? And this is... I went in the... I went past all of that. I didn't say not a word. And I went and I put my stuff back up. I got my little headset. I came back out to the phone. And that's when I had saw in the group chat that they were talking about, you know, be mindful of walking through the water park, because they was talking about the wigs in the water park. So I said, I know y'all fucking lying. I know y'all lying. Like, y'all exaggerating in this group chat. So something in me said, go be nosy. So that's when I went over to the water park, and I saw the wigs. It was a wig here, a wig there. Everywhere was a wig. And I said, okay. So they wasn't lying. So then I saw my supervisor, and I was like, hey, I got a question. She said, yeah. I said, so it's a lot of people in the water park, and they all got wigs, right? I said, so what happens if somebody's wig go missing, or, like, how do you know whose wig belongs to who? And then she looked at me, and she said, you ready to go home? And I was like, no, I just feel like that's a valid question. And lo and behold, it was a very valid question. It was a valid question.
I'm done with you. I'm done with you.
And then when I got back, that's when I realized that the dude that my coworker was talking to was the father of the kids that was running around knocking shit over outside of the office. So when the little kid grabbed the glasses off the Dolce & Gabbana sunglasses off the mannequin, I went upstairs to Dolce & Gabbana, and I was like, hey, so y'all mannequin downstairs, a little kid snatched the glasses off the mannequin, and I think he broke the glasses. When I tell you they locked up that damn store,
Hold on. So not only are you spying on extramarital, possibly, you know what I'm saying, homosexual activity, but you're
not spying.
No, you are. You're also laughing at women and their alopecia scalps as their wigs are floating in water. You're laughing at little children also and mad at them because they're bad. But on top of all that, now you snitching, nigga? You heard yourself. You said, I ran up there. I ran up the steps. And I was a winch, Dolce. I said, look ahead, Mr. Master Dolce and a Master Gabbana. You got some little picnic downstairs, and hims ain't got no home training like my chillin' do. He broke your glasses. I think you need to address that, Master Gabbana and Master Dolce. You snitch-ass nigga, you.
Excuse me. And that all might be true, but those was $2,000 glasses that little nigga broke. So I...
Yeah, that all might be true, but that little nigga was off the fucking hook. His daddy was trying to give him dick. His mother was going through postpartum depression pregnancy depression, and she was pregnant at the same time. The bitch was confused.
Yes.
She ain't know what to do.
And she trying to wrangle up all them kids, and that little boy broke them Dolce & Gabbana glasses. Them things was $2,000. I said, ooh.
That's funny. She's like, somebody needs to address this. y'all gonna have to fill out some kind of paperwork for these glasses, because y'all will be checking cameras and all that shit.
And the only reason why I said something was because the mannequin was right in front of the guest services door. Like, as soon as you step out of the office, it's right there. So you can't, like, it ain't like you're not going to see the mannequin, and it ain't like you're not going to notice that the glasses are missing.
Don't try to justify your snitching. The only reason, because it's right there near the door. Nigga, you wasn't near the door. You was over there near the fucking water park looking at the fucking ball bitches. Don't be trying to fucking front for me, nigga. I done heard the story 4 times already and said it 8. I only listened 4, though. But I heard you, and I heard you when you said you was over there. So if you over there, how you over here near the door? You can't be at 2 places at once.
No. I left the water park and came back to
right, where
I was supposed to be in the first place. But that's when
right,
the little kid broke the glasses.
So the water park
it
is
wasn't
where
before.
You were supposed to be. Mm.
Absolutely.
You don't know.
I absolutely
don't know.
Wasn't supposed to be over there. No, I didn't belong at the water park. I was being nosy. I absolutely
so
was being nosy.
Yourself?
Yes, sir.
Did you tell him yourself?
No.
Did you snitch yourself? Oh, but you
no.
snitched on the little fucking little boy, though.
Yes, because that was $2,000 worth of damage. Yes, I sure did. I didn't do anything. I didn't cause no damage. All I did was ask 2 questions. I didn't cause no damage. I promise you. Nope, I did not. But that little nigga.
You only asked 2 questions. What about
I asked
these
2 questions.
And who go fucking watch these glasses downstairs that's broke? That's the only 2 questions I ask all day.
There we go. That's it. So who's gonna fix this situation about these glasses? And what y'all gonna do about the missing wig? That was it. And both of those things were free.
Oh shit!
Both of those were free.
And you know
they
what?
They were absolutely free.
End of the day, you were fucking warranted and you were right in asking both questions.
Because the first thing they was going to do is they was going to come past that damn mannequin without them glasses on. And the first thing they was going to do was come and get services like, hey, do you know what happened to the Dolce & Gabbana glasses that was on
no.
the
mannequin? No.
I sure did. So this little kid took the glasses off and broke them in half. And I went upstairs to Dolce & Gabbana. And I told them that the little boy broke the glasses. And they closed the store. And the manager came down to speak to the dad. And that's what happened.
Nigga. So now, look at the ramifications of your snitching. The boy gonna get an ass whooping. The father can't talk to your little pretty ass fucking worker no more. But that motherfucker mad because he lost his ass he thought he was going to get. The mother, well, the mother still got problems. Her poor self. I don't know what to say about her. Hopefully it wasn't her wig that got lost.
I don't know. I hope so.
If it, oh, my God. That's
I hope mad. Not. I hope not. And I said, because what you're not going to do is be like, you right here, how you ain't see what happened? No. Like, I'm still in my 90 days at this job. No. I know exactly what happened. This little nigga broke the glasses. And, yeah,
you
no.
stupid.
Once I get
no,
past
no,
my
no,
90
no,
days.
No, no. It wasn't that one. Nope, not that one. Not that. It wasn't him. No, it wasn't.
This one right here.
Well, it wasn't her. It was that one right there. It was him.
This one right here.
Right
with the curls and the tassels. This one right here.
Well, no, they all got curls and tassels. But it was him. I remember it was him because he got, you know what I'm saying, one of his shoes is different than the other one. You know what I'm saying? He the one. It's him.
No, you're not going to get me jammed up. I got to get through my 90 days.
All right. So, I don't know if you remember a couple weeks ago, I was like, yo, let's play this game called What Would You Do? Right?
Yes. Yeah.
So, first one I always throw out, you know what I'm saying, is piece of ice fall on the floor in the kitchen, what would you do? And your answer is?
If the piece of ice fell on the floor in the kitchen, I'm going to pick it up. I'm going to clean it up.
I'm going to kick that shit right under the refrigerator.
Okay. That's fair enough.
Everybody's different. All right. So now I'm going to start with the first one, and then you're going to come after me, all right?
Okay.
So in the theme of your story you just told, right?
Mm-hmm.
You on day 91.
Okay.
Your 3-month probation is done.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You're at work.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a girl you went to high school with. It's her children.
Mm-hmm.
And they broke the glasses.
What
would you do?
I'm telling them that bitch too. Because if it's somebody I went to high school with and that's not my friend, I'm telling on that hoe too. Excuse me, Hermes, this little child here ripped your scarf off the mannequin. And here go the 2 pieces. Please go handle this. Thank you.
Oh, shit. You stupid.
I mean,
it's
don't
day
get mad 91, at me.
Nigga. It's day
don't get
91.
Mad at me. Do not get mad at me because you didn't tell your kids not to touch nothing after they left out of the house.
Oh, shit. You stupid. She said, I'm telling on that bitch, too. Her little nappy head children gonna get it like the little curly head motherfucker got here.
Hey.
They all
get
equal.
Like, I mean, if it was Old Navy shades and it was Old Navy scarf, I might not care. No, that's a lot of money.
It ain't
no,
your money.
I'm telling. Listen, I don't care. It was in front of the camera, in front of the place where I'm at. I'm telling.
Fair enough. All right, your turn.
Okay. So, you are on the call. You're installing cable at someone's house. Right? So, she got the side piece in the house when you come over. So, you fixing up the cable, whatever, side piece in the house. The husband come home. You see the husband first. Now, do you warn them, or do you just keep on installing this cable?
So the first thing I do is I pull out my personal phone, and I turn the recording on, and I record the video, and I start recording.
Okay.
Second thing I do is I take out my work phone, and I call my boss. I'm like, I think it might be a hostile situation. I might have to leave this job. And right about this time when I say leave this job, you're probably going to hear some screaming in the background. So he's going to hear it. But I'm going to also document it on my phone. I ain't going to motherfucking place while the action about to pop off.
Okay.
Until the action pops off because bullets fly.
Okay.
And if you fucking this nigga, you might be fucking the cable man too. So he might be wanting to shoot every fucking thing with a dick in the house. So once it really pop off, I'm out. But I'm gonna stay for the first part. You know what I'm saying? Hear the what the fuck? Who the fuck is this? Joanne? Oh fuck! I'm gonna hear that part, but then I'm out.
Okay. You wanna see some of the situation, but not all of it. Like you don't wanna stay for the end.
I'm not staying for the middle.
Okay.
I'm staying for the appetizer.
You just wanna see.
you just saying you just want to see the previews. That's it. You just there for the previews.
That's all I need to see. That's it. That's it. I ain't more than that. Because I know, no, listen, if I come home from work and my wife got her side nigga over there and the cable man is installing cable, nigga, it's going to be a triple homicide.
Okay.
All these motherfuckers is dying in this bitch. Either that, or I got to get some free cable. One of the two.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all better work some, the three of y'all better work some fucking magic and give me some free cable for fucking life. Or is all y'all dying? Fuck that. Who fucking my wife in here? All y'all fucking my, y'all all fucking. Y'all all guilty.
Okay.
All right. I got one for you. You come home.
Yep.
And you get home, it's approximately 10:48. Everybody's sleeping, or so you think, right? So you just go through the rooms and start checking on people. You go, you know what I'm saying? Check the hubby first. You know what I'm saying? All right, everything good. You know what I'm saying? Boom, all right, I'll be back. Let me go check the kids. And you walk in on your son, and he beating off. What would you do?
Oh, my God. You talking about one of the little ones?
Uh-huh.
Oh, geez. Oh, Lord, at 8? Oh, Lord.
Yep.
I don't even know. I'm not even going to lie to you. I don't even know. I've never been in that situation. Like, I never caught Supreme. So I don't know what I would do. I don't know. I'm not even going to lie to you.
Wow.
No idea.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I never caught Supreme. Even, like, Once he got of a certain age, I bang on that door before I open it. I ain't just opening that door, no sir. Mm-mm.
You come home, you check in, you know what I'm saying? Everybody's sleeping, you know what I'm saying? Say, all right, everybody, you know what I'm saying? All right, mommy about to go make her a glass of wine and relax, everybody's sleeping, you know what I'm saying? Go check on Big Daddy. You go in the room, you see a nigga, bang, 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 bang.
Oh, Lord, no. Mm-mm. I don't know.
Going hard. Okay. All right. That's fair enough. You know what I mean? That's not a question that you know if they have pondered before.
No. No, I have never.
One.
No, I have never.
Well, I never.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
That's funny. Okay, go ahead. You can ask one now.
Okay, you come in from work, right?
Damn.
And it's late. You don't have your little one. Your oldest daughter is visiting, right?
Yeah.
You come in the house, and she is like, you know, you checking through the house, whatever. She is in the room, going to Pound Town with this boy. What do you do?
All right. So, if she's going to town, I'm going to hear it before I get to her door, or at least as I get to her door. At that point, it's time to go get the nigga be good stick, to act right,
okay.
The goddamn it, whatever you want to call it.
Okay.
And you got to, all right, so off back, that's not something that you want to continue for too long. Know what I mean? But okay. You also got to get the house right. Know what I mean? What do I mean by getting the house right? Make sure the door is double locked. That nigga is not getting out this bitch.
Okay.
Know what I'm saying? Windows locked. Make sure shit is, know what I'm saying? Boom. Bathroom door closed. Closet, because I'm just thinking about the format of my home. Closet door closed. Boom. No fucking exit. Then boom, you kick that motherfucking door in. You got that goddamn it in your hand. And that little nigga dick just got sore. Oh, nigga. You know what? I'ma act like I didn't see nothing that just happen. Act like I'm not here. Do whatever you want to do. Whatever you do to her, I'ma do to you though, little nigga. Whatever you do to her, I'm doing to you. So go ahead. No, I'm saying I was trying to have fun. You little nasty whore, go get in the shower. You stay right there, little nigga. Probably wouldn't shoot a little nigga for fucking my baby. Because I know what sex is. I know what teenagers are. She's in college now. I probably wouldn't shoot a little nigga. Probably. But that nigga getting some licks. That nigga getting smacked with the gun. Know what I'm saying? Or with the nigga be good stick or something. It got to be some kind of physical something to this little nigga. Slam against the wall. Some shit. He got to get something. Know what I'm saying? Kicked him down the fucking steps. But yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I'm real about it to the point that it's like, know what I'm saying? I don't necessarily, and you know what? I'm going to stop myself. 9 times out of 10, it's going to matter who the little nigga was. If he one of these little niggas that's from around here that know not to fuck with my daughter, oh, that nigga get, yeah, all right. You know what? Fuck you. Because you done hit the touchy subject. They got a nigga who live around here. Excuse me. He used to live around here. He used to stay with a little chick 1, 2, 3 buildings down. And now the nigga, you know what I'm saying, the little chick he was staying with, they had a little falling out, so he don't stay with her no more. But he still come around here on a regular.
Mm-hmm.
And I seen that nigga talking to my daughter the other day. And that nigga, you know what I'm saying? He got dirt ball tendencies.
Okay.
And I know I put enough, you know what I'm saying, in my daughter that she's going to make good decisions. But I don't know. So if I seen that nigga in the house, that nigga might catch a bullet. That nigga might catch a bullet. But besides that, you know what I'm saying, I'm not cold, you know what I'm saying? Shoot, no. Fucking my beautiful daughter. Yeah, that's my answer.
Okay.
All right. We're gonna do one more each. All right.
Okay.
What would you do You gotta go to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Come in the house, run to the bathroom toilet. Toilet's flooded. Not gonna be able to shit in that toilet. What do you do?
Oh, that's easy. I'm gonna use the other bathroom.
No. You got one bathroom.
I'm a
leave it.
I'm gonna have to go. And we just gonna have to figure it out.
You going in the toilet?
I might go in the garbage can.
The garbage can. All right, you want to hear some bullshit? So that happened to me.
Oh, Lord.
I come in the house after work. I go to the bathroom, and my daughter had fucked up. Both daughters was at the house at the time. And I don't know which one did what, when, how, but the toilet was fucking flooded, and it was backed up, and it was fucking shit in the toilet, and I'm mad as hell. And I got bubble guts. Nigga, executive decision. I got to clean all this shit up anyway. I went right to the motherfucking bathtub.
Okay.
Right to the bathtub. You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck it. It's all the same material.
Hey, I get it.
Nigga, it was, and I ain't gonna lie to you. Maybe this is TMI. I'm sharing too much. That was one of the best shits of my life. Oh, nigga, it was so free. I didn't have restrictions of a fucking circle. Oh, man, it was just like, let it all out, nigga. Oh, it was just... But yeah, all right, what's your last one?
All right. Last one. So you get off work, right? Park your car, you go in the house, you do your night routine, whatever, you go to bed. You get up the next day, you get ready for work. You go downstairs, your car gone. It's a note on the table, your daughter took your car. What you doing?
All right, see, now you play too much. Off back, I'm doing one of two things. Either I'm calling me a cab to work, and I'm going to deal with this, you know what I'm saying, either in the cab or at work or whatever. Or two, I'm calling out for work. I got to do one of them shits right then, right now. You know what I mean? Because if I'm leaving out to get to work, I probably only got 30 minutes or so to get to work. Because, you know what I'm saying? So I got to do one of those two things right then. Either way, whichever one of those two things I do, my daughter got issues. Oh, she got issues. First of all, if it's right now, she ain't got no license. She don't know how to drive. What nigga... No, then I gas you and then take my car. You got issues. We got issues. Especially because my other car, fucking the engine, that ain't, nah, nigga. It ain't like I got my backup shit, nah. Nigga. A note on the table? And when the fuck did I see this note? Because I'm not going to fucking know. The first thought that I'm going to have when I walk outside and I don't see my vehicle is that the complex tow truck towed it. So I'm going to call them. I'm going to ask them if they have my car. They're going to say no. I'm going to fucking flip. Then I might go upstairs and see that note. Then at that point I might see it. Okay.
Hey, Maj is here.
Hi,
hello. Hey, y'all.
What up,
how
Kitty?
Y'all doing?
What up, Okino? Y'all, I'm tired. How y'all doing?
I mean, at this point in the game, we don't give a fuck about your exhaustion at this point in the game.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry.
So everybody who's been listening, and I found out that this nigga is a snitch, okay?
No, what
not only is she a snitch, But she fucking will snitch on Hasidic Jews and nappy-headed Negroes equally. Okay? Also, we found out that we ain't trying to visualize her little fucking 8-year-old jerking off or my fucking 18-year-old getting pounded, you know what I'm saying, as I come home early. Neither one of us want to visualize.
Wait a minute. This is not what we were supposed to be talking about. We were supposed to be talking
it's
about.
It's not at all. We got really sidetracked. We did.
And it's shit. Like, we're talking about America, the way they've been treating these people as they've been going missing, where they had all this stuff about the white people missing, but they ain't saying nothing about these black folk missing. And then, what? How did we get here? See, this is why I should not leave y'all by yourself. This is exactly what. No, your name accomplished. It's like, I she ain't in the office until later. Let's not do shit. Let's not do nothing.
Raising my hand. We did do shit. We started the show. We had started on time.
Thank you.
And we did the disclaimer.
Yup.
And we was entertaining.
And I done smoked at least one blunt already.
And I had two margaritas before we started. So we checked everything off. We checked everything off the list.
No. Did you talk about the topic?
Just now?
We did.
Just now. And then, you know, it's always so funny how people still don't show up when you ask them to be on time.
All right. So as we proceed. All right. Let's get serious right quick. Why the fuck we acting like we fucking surprised?
We not. That's why I didn't have no surprise in my voice. Like, that's, like,
okay.
Like shit is really fun.
They ain't reporting these young girls missing. All right, and what you gonna do?
Oh, I was talking about that. I thought you was talking about people not missing it. About people missing the show. My bad.
No. We getting off of that. My thing is like us as our community, because I don't even want to call it as a people no more, because we're not even fucking behaving as a people. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Us
that's
as a
true.
Community, and we're barely behaving as community. But as a community, as a part of this culture, what the fuck we gonna do?
Yo, Ron, as you talk about this as a community, whatever happened to that? You know, remember it was years ago that you had given us either a number to text when somebody was missing or something. Whatever happened to that?
What do you mean, like an Amber Alert?
It was an Amber Alert, but it was for primarily us.
Oh, that black app. You mean the app that they came up with once these girls started missing?
We had to text a certain number, and they would text us the information or whatever.
Right. I remember we had got one of those before, right?
Right. I haven't received anything from this ever else.
I ain't gonna lie, me neither. I'm remembering now that you talk about it, all right? Yeah, I remember that. It wasn't an app. It was actually like a phone number, like you dial in and you become part of the
Yeah, and they would, you know, text you or whatever if somebody was missing,
right,
and they would text, and you know what I'm saying, like, and you're like, okay, I got that text message, let me keep an eye out, whatever. And so, but after we signed up for it, I never really received anything else from it. I'm thirsty, Lord. I need something to drink in my face.
But, all right. So that's something that we did as a community or someone did on behalf of the community, and for some reason it's falling through the cracks.
Yeah.
All right, what else? I mean, my thing is this, who loves his people more than a lot of things. I'm sick of just hearing people saying I'm mad at this, I'm mad at this, and then their actions don't follow their anger. Right.
Like, what you mad at? You can, okay, so you being mad gonna do what?
Right.
Just be loud and wrong.
That's it. Just be loud and wrong.
How mad you gotta be before you do something?
Like honestly, y'all, I'm gonna be real honest. Y'all know I'm in school for cybersecurity and computer crimes and shit. But it's the step that I need to go towards the other steps that I want to go to. Because I really feel like especially with us, we're disappearing off of, just disappearing, period. Like, we don't have no trace. We don't know where she went. Human trafficking is something that is super real. It happens every day. It happens on these fucking planes. So, personally, for me, like, especially, like, I know somebody who right now is still missing to this day. She's been missing now, I want to say, either 5 years at this point. And no one.
Oh my goodness.
And you don't hear about anything. But yeah, oh, what's her name? Gabby. She gone missing in the rocks. And we looking for her. But this young lady disappears from walking just from her mother's, her grandma's house to her friend's house that was in the same apartment complex. Vanished. So, to me, it's bigger than so much stuff. It's cold in this goddamn room. Sorry, y'all. But
see, I'm glad you said bigger, right? This is my plea to everybody. Like, when you have your daughters, feed them and feed them so they get bigger, because it's harder to kidnap a big bitch than it is.
What? Okay.
Wait, that was inappropriate?
I thought you was going to say some shit like, continue to talk to your daughters, tell them to watch their surroundings, you know what I'm saying? Don't let them, let their friends leave them. If all of us leave, we all going. You not
right, all that too. All that too, but feed them heifers. Make them heifers like a size 32 waist.
Well, wonder if they have a high metabolism like my child, and she can't gain no freaking weight. Can't gain no weight.
Put bricks in her pocket.
Not bricks. Well, you know what? They gonna have to kidnap my child from the house because my child don't go nowhere.
You said from the house. You stupid.
From the house.
Well, I mean, listen. I don't mean to laugh about that because if something like that, I can't even fathom not knowing where. Any fucking woman in my fucking family, you know what I'm saying, let alone one of my daughters, any fucking woman, mm-hmm. Like, where the fuck is she? Give me my auntie back, my cousin back, my friend back, my anybody back, you know what I mean? So it's nothing really to make fun of. But
when I tell you, I would shut the United States of America down. Yeah. And I don't care who get in my way. I'm going to be like, oh, dude, don't take it. I got a special set of skills.
There you go.
Stupid.
And I do. To be honest, I do have a special set of skills.
Listen, if I could find out that bitch that my baby father was fucking, I could find your ass, nigga.
Not even that. Dude, to do that before I had these educated piece of skills. I just went and got the education for the shit. Did I turn the heat on?
See, Taylor, she's going through menopause right now. That's why she having.
No. Okay. Every hotel.
That's too far. I was too far.
You got too many jokes and you wrong, dead wrong. So every hotel is not the same. Some hotels you control the air conditioning from the wall. Some hotels you control the air conditioning from the unit. Okay, well, I happen to be in one where it controls you from the unit. That bitch didn't have no off button, so I was just over here pressing motherfucking buttons till it went off. Well, you know that smell that happens when the heat finally come on, the first time you turn it on?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I smell. So, nigga, I done turned the heat on somehow. So, no, I'm not suffering from nobody's menopause. All my insides work. Sometimes I wish them bitches didn't. But... Shit, all my insides work. I don't love them. And I know when
she's saying her name Bennett and she ain't in it.
So you take that back right now, you black monkey.
Not you black.
I take it back.
Lord.
But let me jump on the bed.
This nigga.
But yeah. But it's crazy how, just how, like we, and then especially with the whole Jelani Day situation. From what I'm understanding, the coroner has had his body since September the 4th. Why are we just now finding out that y'all found his body? It took us saying something for you all to be like, let me test this body that I ain't tested yet to see if it's him. Like, are you effing serious? So y'all just want us to just be laying around. Y'all can't find us. No, nothing. Man, I'm telling you. That's probably why I want to take the... There's two different avenues I want to take with this piece of education right now. Human trafficking analyst, or even... I'm going to take my black ass to law school. I don't know yet. But who knows? But I am going to be still working and going to keep my... My flight benefits.
All right, so let me say this.
Nope.
There is a train of thought that says that there are the ruling class, and those ruling class want population control. And they are going about population control in certain ways. And some of those ways were conventional. It was poisoning the water, which is what they did in many places, even in America. You look at some of the underwater tables, that the indigenous on this land used to drink their water from, they put fucking disease in those shits. So to this day, some of those underwater aquifers is fucking disease. All right. What else did they do? They split up households. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of ways of they promote homosexuality. You know what I'm saying? A lot of ways for population control. You know what I mean? Disease, famine. You know what I mean? A lot of ways that are controllable that for some reason these things can't be controlled. For some reason. So now when you see another tentacle spring out, that is a way of controlling population, of getting rid of a nice segment of the critical. You can't have black children without black women. Can't do it. Impossible. You know what I mean? So that's when another tentacle grows and it's aiming, or its effect is the same effect that octopus got. It makes me think that tentacle is from that octopus. But that's me. That's some people. I happen to subscribe to that train of thought. You know what I'm saying? That's just one thing. So I could be wrong.
Okay.
I mean, if anybody wants any disputes, what I say, and they're like, what are you talking about? I would say look into something called Rex 84, the King Alfred Plan, Henry Kissinger's, you know what I'm saying, population control, Henry Kissinger. Just Google some of that shit right there and see what you find.
Lord. What?
But yeah. So yeah, so our sisters are definitely, you know what I'm saying, going lost, and it's at an enormous rate. It's ridiculous the amount of, yo, in the DC area, the DMV area, excuse me, it's ridiculous the amount of sisters that are going lost. It don't make no sense.
Let's see. Human trafficking rate. I'm trying to make sure I get the right numbers, because I know certain places there is a high level of human trafficking, like a high level. Like Atlanta is one. Charlotte is number two. Atlanta is number one. Then you have to think about the level of the number of highways that pass through said places. Okay, so now Chattanooga is on the list. And now keep in mind, y'all know how much I go to Chattanooga. The reason why that Chattanooga is on that list is because it sits right in the middle of the freaking highway that can get you anywhere to and fro, from the east to the west, from the south, north to the south. And I would want to say D.C. is one, too. And it's like I said, it's the way that the highway systems work. And people not recognizing it on an airplane. You can see, if you know what to look for, that you know, like, legit. What it looks like. Oh, I'm trying to look for it. So Maryland, let's see, Maryland. Let's look at Maryland. Currently now has 187 human trafficking cases.
For no fucking reason.
North Carolina, 266.
For no fucking reason.
Georgia, 417. Florida, 896. Like, and we're going missing. Shoot, Las Vegas, 1,507 human trafficking cases open right now. No, that's California, sorry. Nevada has 239, but that's California, the one I gave recently. Like, come on now. Now, here we go with Hawaii. Even Hawaii got issues. They only got 35, but still, it's an issue.
Wait, but, all right, so a human trafficking case can be different things. It can be,
it could be
someone that's missing from Hawaii. It could be someone that's popped up in Hawaii. It could be somebody who was traveling through Hawaii and they have, you know what I'm saying, evidence of them being there.
Right. This is like, that's how they were able to get some stuff on the Aura, because he's got some human trafficking stuff, because he crossed over state lines with a minor. For reasons why it's what it is, but the fact that we have these cases, and then just to think the number of us, black women, black boys, they take everybody that's black. They only look for little white girls. They don't look for just little white girls and little white boys and everything else. They take black girls and they take little black boys and they take everything. So it's alarming. And I want people to look. if it takes us looking for us, then that's what we need to do.
Yep.
Because they not looking for us. And, Lord, you know, hopefully nothing ever happens to me like that. But I want y'all to look for me. Okay? Somehow, some way. Console my mama and look for me.
So it's funny because one of my fry brothers, I haven't talked to him in a minute. So I'm calling around asking about him. They're like, yeah, I think he just pulled back for a hot second. So I know personally three residences that he stays in. So one of them, two of them are in New York. And I had went up to New York not too long ago. And one of them I didn't get a chance to go to, but the other one I did, and it wasn't there. So then the next time I came up, I went to the other one, and nobody answered the door, but I slipped my card under the door. He sees the card. He knows. You know what I'm saying? I say all that to say that we got a wellness checks. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Mental checks. How you doing? You know what I'm saying? We really got to be more responsible for each other, whether
mm-hmm.
we're missing or we're not missing. Period. You know what I'm saying? Period. We just need to do that. Call your peoples. You know what I'm saying? Check on, drop by a motherfucker house, or call before you drop by my house. But,
mm-hmm.
yeah. All that
yeah,
good shit.
Because I might not be at home.
Right. Well, now I might be home.
I don't care if I'm at home. Don't you come over here before you go.
Listen, I might be doing something. You know what I'm saying? Don't be going to come.
Oh, Lord. You can't just pull up. I might be busy. I might be busy doing grown people stuff. I might be busy sleeping. I might be just busy doing housework. I could just be in the bathroom.
I might be busy avoiding niggas.
That's
not busy avoiding niggas.
That's just...
I got 2 days a month. Wait, who the fuck is on the train tracks?
It ain't me.
No, that's my house. That's the that's one of the last trains coming by.
Where you at, Kitty?
I am in Roanoke, Virginia.
Are you in Roanoke? All right.
Yeah, I'm in Roanoke. I just came in from Charlotte. I did a Mobile turn, and I've been to Chattanooga. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So you've been on there all the fucking traffic is.
Listen. I don't like to see old men travel with young girls. I don't like that shit. You better say this my granddaughter, and she better act like she a granddaughter. Because I'm a 14. But, yeah, I've been...
Do y'all have cameras on the planes?
No. Cameras are sitting in the jet bridges.
What's that? What's the shit you walk through?
Cameras in the jet
bridges. All right.
Yeah, and there's cameras all throughout the airport.
Right. Yeah, I know, but all right.
Like I'm sitting here watching CNN right now, and they're having a whole story of what happened to Gabby. Cross country nightmare. Do you know how many girls have gone missing going cross country? And they never met, they're like, oh, I'm going to go to California. I'm going to start my dreams. And guess what? I ain't even make it to California. I've been missing for years. But we ain't heard nothing about that. But this little girl goes out into the world with her boyfriend, and we know he killed her. What they got to do? She ain't missing no more. They found her body. Now go find him. Secure him and go find the next girl. He out. They talking about some. He in freaking Toronto. A flight attendant thought she saw him in the hotel lobby. Please don't be in the hotel that we like to stay in. First of all, because I go to Toronto. No. And then how the hell he get all the way up there? Did he hike them thousands of miles from Florida? I got a question. Y'all just letting this little white man just run anytime for it. And then if you do catch him, y'all going to catch him and y'all going to put him in jail. Y'all ain't going to kill him. They ain't going to shoot him. But we can go to the store and get shot. All we was doing was going to the store. Supposed to go and get a hamburger.
Have it your way.
From the Birkin.
Not have it your way.
From the Birkin. Matter of fact, they might feel so good if they fear. They was like, you know what? It's not Sunday. It's a Monday. We can stop at the Chick-fil-A. What you want? Number one with extra pickle? Would you like a sunrise, a sunjoy, mixed with some lemonade and some sweet tea?
I'm done.
I'm sick of people in.
Well, all right. So, turning a little to the left, what do you think are happening to these young ladies? You think it's more they're being killed, more they're being held hostage, they're being taken to other countries, they're in this country, they're becoming sex slaves. What do you think is happening to them?
It's hard to say because there's so much that could be happening to them.
Right.
But we realize that the way that the system, the trafficking may work, we only have a certain amount of hours to find them if they're being sent to other countries. We only have a matter of hours to find them. If they're somewhere in the United States, hell, I don't. Do you know how people were just? Wasn't there somewhere with some girls? They were found after 30 years in a house.
Yes.
Some shit like that. Might be crazy. 30 years. It happened a few years ago where the girls were like either found. It was like Ohio. At some shit,
yep.
And they have been there for years, and that man kidnapped them.
It was a little Spanish dude that had saved like the one of the little chicks. She had like they was trying to do whatever, get out or whatever, and she had like her arm was out or something like that, and he had seen the girl and went and got her, and then they came back to the man's house and they living in this dungeon for like. One for like 18 years and one for like 30 years or some shit like that, and it was missing. And oh, we found such and such from 30 years. You know what I mean? All kind of bullshit. Was some
right,
but yeah.
And
motherfucker had them both down in the basement
for years, and they was right there up under their family's noses. Like, so it's so many different avenues that shit can take. And now we in the age of the internet. And you have to be careful about these motherfuckers you talk to on the goddamn internet. My child, first of all, my child just got Facebook like 4 months ago. Y'all know my child's 20, right?
You stupid.
She does. And she don't even really go with it like that. And because I think I didn't necessarily scare her. But I was just like, yo, you don't need anything else. I really didn't even want her on Snapchat. I didn't really want her on Instagram. But I allowed her to have Instagram. And I told her, I said, don't you let nobody like your page or nothing that you don't know. If you can't say that person goes to XYZ school, they went to school with me at XYZ school, no, don't need to be friends with you on Instagram. And so that's what took her so long for your Facebook, because she was like, I don't want to be on Facebook. I don't want strangers trying to get to know me. I was like, look, listen, that shit starts on the internet, and people don't realize it, because Babatunde Akbar too busy trying to be your Nigerian king and get you over there. You're going to be everybody's Nigerian queen.
Not Mr.
Yep.
He got you trying to be his Nigerian king, the queen and shit. And he can get you over there, and you being sold at the highest price. No.
I have a nice American.
Talking about some, I'm in the army. Nigga, what's your rank?
You stupid.
Can get somebody and they think they see somebody stupid. Y'all remember the last time I told y'all one of them tried to get me? Sorry, is this your real name right here? That name has no bearings on me. Sir. No nigga. I know. Nigga, regular black man, Uncle Tom.
Whatever
type of black man you think you is, that ain't it. Your face don't sound like that. I'm going to need you to find some nigga shit to quote.
I'm done. Some nigga shit.
Some nigga shit. Did y'all, okay. I know that we have probably gone into recording time.
We certainly have.
All right.
Yes.
Okay. What else was I gonna talk about? I was gonna talk about something else. But y'all, like I said, y'all wasn't working when I was not here.
Nigga talk.
But we did talk.
Did y'all talk about the people on the horses trying to wrangle up the Haitians? Did
what?
Y'all talk about Jean Mai and her pregnancy?
No.
What?
See? Ain't do no work. Ain't even filled out. You filled out the first page of paperwork and said, you know what? I'm not doing no more fucking paperwork today.
What?
The nigga said what? One more time. You ain't seen the pictures of the horsemen trying to wrangle up the Haitian people at the border?
What? What border? Haitian border is water, nigga. What the fuck are you talking about?
No.
Oh,
no.
Lord.
So what happened is that they're in Texas. They are at the border of Mexico and Texas trying to cross the Rio Grande. And they are not allowing them to do so. And they're wrangling them up like they're fucking slaves back in the day on a horse and with whips and shit. Where you been? Sing Water said she is pissed at America. That's what she said in her interview. She said, I'm pissed. I'm fucking.
Is that how they normally do it?
No, the fuck. Baby, you ain't saying that shit since 1792 or some shit. You know that shit ain't no
right,
real
so
shit that you supposed to be doing.
No, but I'm just trying to think, where did they mass order all these fucking whips from to give their officers? Like, do they have whips on fucking standby? Like, who the
niggas,
fuck carries
they
whips
fucking, they done probably went over to the cowboys, because that's how they get cattle to go into shit. They got to wrangle up the cattle. That's how they treat these black folks. Like they cattle. So I don't know where the marshals and them shits came from, but that's what them bitches is doing. Oh, Lord, my feet hurt. Shit. Oh, I'm walking around like an old lady.
See, told you.
Nigga, I've been on my feet all day.
Man, you just old, nigga. That's all right.
Oh, no.
Nigga, you old. You old. You old.
A little bit.
The oldest one around.
I mean.
Sorry.
Around who?
Around him. Now what?
That's a roundabout right.
Roundabout right, nigga. I am right.
I ain't
where
like
is
that.
My... Where is my
but anyway, but, all right. The reason I asked that, because I'm like, something had to change to make them now use this method as opposed to the method that they used before. I don't get it. I'm fucking confused. Like,
damn, we don't know why either.
Nigga, whips?
Nigga, whips.
And who the fuck wrangled somebody on fucking horses?
I'm surprised you ain't seen that shit. It's been on the news. Where you peeing? Nigga, where you be at?
In my own little world. See, but that's what I'm saying. Nothing. The way that I'm gonna try to wash my mouth.
What?
The way that the system is treating people, it may change in the way that it's depraved, but the depravity is still the same. So yeah, they changed. They doing this to my Haitian brothers and sisters now. But I know they were going to do it somehow. They just happened to do it this way. Not surprising that they did it. A little surprised at how they may have done it with whips and horses and shit. Fucking. But, I mean, I don't know.
Okay.
That's me. What you eating on?
Where?
I'm not eating nothing. I'm laying in the bed.
See, old ass.
Nigga. Okay, so you try lying all day long, changing fucking time zones, doing service for 50 ungrateful-ass white people every flight because all my flights were full today. Then have somebody on your last flight, or not your last flight, your second to last flight, who was a person of size, that's what we call big people, a person of size, and it's two of them, and they sitting in the same seat, and they hanging over the chair. Listen, I'm stressed. I'm tired today. Tired of people. I'm tired of people.
POS?
Say what?
A person of a pause, that's what y'all call them?
No.
Yeah, y'all call them pies, a pies. And it was two POS, so it was posies. It was two posies. Yeah, one pies, two pies.
You know, like my captain was like, oh, so we had some POSs on here, huh?
Right, some posies.
Some POSs.
I was wondering why this plane kept leaning to the fucking left.
Listen,
oh, we had the two posies on the left. I get it.
When I tell you, there was one. And then I was like, "You want? Can I get you anything?" One was like, do you have? They asked me, did I have something? I was like, no, I don't have that. They was like, well, do you have a snack? I was like, I have corn nuts.
A jug of
them.
Like, yes, I'll take all of that.
A jug of them. Yeah. I give everybody, if you just want, let's say you just want a snack, you just want the snack portion, not the food portion, not the drink, I'll give you two snacks. I'll give you two because you ain't get a drink. But if you get a drink, I might not give you two. But it depends on if you're like, man, I ain't nothing today, well, I'll give you two. But you know you want something to drink. I think they didn't want nothing
you
to drink, so they could, but they trade down.
Motherfucking peanuts, whether I fucking get a meal, a drink, a fucking alcoholic beverage, nigga, if you try to skimp on a motherfucking peanut, nigga, I done paid for this whole fucking ticket. And you go skimp on a fucking peanut, nigga?
We don't have peanuts. We have corn nuts.
That's even worse. Because them shits is nasty in the peanuts. Fucking corn nuts, nigga?
I love corn nuts. It tastes like Fritos.
Nigga, you go skimp on the corn nuts, nigga?
Yep,
I
don't need
this
one package. I turn on the big ass. They need that one package.
ain't fucking with you. She said, we don't have peanuts. We have corn nuts, sir.
We have corn nuts. We have peanuts. We have corn nuts. I have pretzel and I have cookies. Which one would you like?
So I can't get a pretzel and a corn nut?
If you say to me, hey, can I get a pretzel and a corn nut, I'll give it to you. But you got to say, can I have a pretzel and a corn nut?
What if I want a pretzel, a corn nut, and a cookie to make like a trail mix?
I'm gonna need you not to be fucking greedy because you can pick two. Now you can have two cookies, you can have two pretzels, you can have two corn nuts. You can have one of the other together, but you cannot have all three. Just that.
All right, that man up there only took one though. Can I have his other second one?
Huh?
The man right here in front of me only took one. Can I have his second one?
No, because he didn't ask for a second one.
Excuse me, sir. Can you ask for your second one? Ask for a cookie, sir. He asked for a cookie. Give him a cookie.
Shut up. I've even had people when I walk back through, they'd be like, can I get some more juice? Sure, you can get some more juice. You can get some more water. You want another soda? I'm going to give them a second. I'm not supposed to get second, but I'm going to give you six because I ain't got shit to do and it don't come out of my pocket.
I ain't fucking with that.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all charge us for motherfucking air flight prices and surcharges and fucking.
Maybe you should have drove. And maybe you should have drove and packed your own snack.
You know what? You know what? You're right. Say less.
Listen.
How the fuck I'm driving to Bermuda, nigga?
Well, you better take a boat. Use a snack. So, I'll get you a boat. Pack you the grocery store up.
Get you some flippers, nigga. Swim your ass over there. Oh, shit. I'm done with y'all.
All right. Now, I guess we can talk about the little baby later at another date.
What little baby? What little fucking baby? What happened to the babies?
Oh, Lord. He said what happened to the fucking babies.
Oh, Lord. Fine. To sum it all up, Jeannie Mai, she is one of the co-hosts on The Real. She had a white husband. She divorced the white husband because apparently he wanted children and she didn't. She married Jeezy and now she's expecting a child with Jeezy.
So she didn't have a baby with the white dude. Now she having a dude with a baby with the black dude.
Mhm. And she said she didn't feel safe with that sucker fool sucker of a white man.
All right, and people are mad at her or something?
Well, Keisha Taylor was telling me there was a show that she had said something on, and I was like, well, I didn't see the show because I ain't never like watching the show anyway. So
on the episode of The Real, they were talking about cheating. And she has stated about how she had always dealt with white guys and that she always kept a black dude on the side. So what she said was that she knows for certain that she would never marry a black man. She would keep him as her dark meat on the side. But she was always fond of like the culture and everything else, like usually like everyone else is. And it was like, wait, so the issue is that everybody's excited because she having a baby with Jeezy, but everybody forgot about this hoe saying that she like her dark meat on the side. So you saying that the man is not good enough to be your, like, to be your partner, but he good enough for you to fuck around with. And she said this on air.
It sounds as if to, and I don't know how much I even fuck with Dapper, but it sounds as if what she's saying is, this is how I was, now I'm no longer like that. Evidence of me being no longer like that is my black husband.
Yeah, it's just like, I'm not racist, I got a black wife.
I'm not racist, I got a black wife. So it doesn't mean if you don't treat that lady that way.
Okay, I hear that.
That's all it was.
Can you be racist with a black wife?
Absolutely.
He probably done called a whole bunch of black bitches before.
Absolutely. And the way that she, and if you, like, you watch the show early on, you could see, and, like, you could really hear how much she fantasized, like, she fetishized black men. Like, it was like, wow, like, you're really, 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 really landing on thick. Like, okay, we get it. Like, she didn't have to do her ex-husband the way that she did. Like, she did a whole smear campaign. Oh, it was this, it was that, it was this. Oh, like, no, ma'am, just say, listen, I wanted to marry a black man, and I didn't, and I married you, and you wanted to have kids, and I didn't, and I wanted mixed children. Just say you wanted mixed children. Just say that, as opposed to being like, oh, you know, the husband was doing her so wrong.
Well, you can't say that, because they was going to be mixed regardless.
No, she wanted her baby to be Asian and black, not Asian and white. All right. That's all that was.
All right.
That's all that was about.
I wanted a tiger.
That's it. And now she getting it.
I want a tiger. I want a Naomi Osaka.
No, that's exactly it. That's exactly what she wanted.
And is that wrong?
It's not wrong, but you can't, how can I put it? I already said it. Like, you said some racist shit, but you're not racist now because you got a black husband.
You're still racist.
You're still racist.
And Asian people can be racist.
Absolutely can.
So, okay, so let me ask, like, speaking of, like, Asian people, so how do you feel about the actress, is it Awkwafina? Because she's from New York. She has a New York accent. She grew up in a, you know, Asian black-ass neighborhood. I don't remember what neighborhood that is. But she has a black scent. That's what people say, that she has a black scent, that she doesn't speak Asian. And even when she was in Crazy Rich Asians, she was the same. She played that same thing. Do you think that's a little racist, or is she just a product of her environment?
I think that she is, it's not racist. I think it's just that she's a little bit, it's a little bit, I'm a product of my environment, but I just turn the level up every now and again.
Okay.
Like, I'm just going to turn the volume up some.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, and then she's typecasted, too, because of that.
Right.
So they always pick her for that specific role.
Right, because she even kind of played that role even in Ocean's 8.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
And that's been a conversation, too.
Yeah, it's like I just didn't like the fact that she had to stress. Well, I'm going back to Jeannie Mai. I didn't like the fact that she had to stress so much on that show. How much and then like how much she liked black men, and then it was like, but I would never marry one, or I would never be in a relationship with one, or I would never, but. You know, I like them, and Lonnie would be the one to be like, oh, well, just say you like black men. I knew when they first announced that she was marrying him, I said, I'll give it a few months and she gonna pop up pregnant.
I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, ain't this the same chick that used to look pussy?
Oh yeah, and it was that too. Yeah, she was a lesbian for a little while too.
I mean, maybe she just didn't know what she wanted out of life. If you can at some point either find that show on YouTube, because you know YouTube has everything. If you find it, send it to me.
Okay.
I want to watch it. You know, I don't watch that. I don't watch the show because Tamar turned me off from it a long time ago, and I just stopped watching it altogether.
Okay. I will try my best to find them clips.
Okay. It's 1 a.m. And we are 30 minutes into recorded time. This probably going to be off at some point. The white one will be cute. I thank you so much, you all, for being here and participating this evening and opening up the show and talking about whatever y'all talked about for the first hour when I was here. Wasn't here. I don't know what y'all talked about. Something about one of the twins touching himself and your 18-year-old having sex. Something like that. I don't know.
Yes, but it was a whole lot in between that, but.
Wait a minute. Next week is Tuesday through Friday. Okay, so I will hopefully be home Friday next week. It'll be go home day for me if I have a trip. So we'll do something. Hopefully this week does not give us no shenanigans and bullshit. And we can just kind of kick it or do something. But we'll be here.
Okay. Good night.
All right. Well, thank you. I appreciate y'all. Have a good night.
Good night.